And we're live.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Brian Ozone. And you're in for another ride for Masters of the Galaxy podcast. And I am running solo this week because everybody else got stuck at the office. So, unfortunately, last week I couldn't do the show because my grandfather passed away. So I had to, you know, tend to that. So couldn't do the show last week. But last weekend was New York Comic Con, and I was involved in that. I did go, and I went on Sunday with my cousin, and it was his first time, and he had a ball. He loved it. It was great. The only problem was is that we kept getting split up because there's so many people there. If you turn around, honest to God, you completely lose that person who you're with. So it was kind of hectic. The first thing we did was we ran because they had the showing of the Batman, the I guess it's Batman, they call it 66, animated movie, Batman versus Two-Face. So we got to see that, which is cool. The first showing ever. To my surprise, I didn't even know it until they said it. William Shatner is Two-Face, and they had the panel afterwards, but we didn't stay for that. He was excited. He wanted to go see the rest of the floor and everything. So we did that. And then I went to the Super 7 booth, and I met up with my buddy Brian Flynn, the owner, I guess CEO of Super 7, and we had a nice long talk about what he's done, what he's doing, what's to come. I pretty much told him that he, you know, the little amount of time that he's had the license to produce Masters merchandise figures, whatnot, he's really been knocking it out of the park with all of the, you know, the muscles, the reaction figures, the classics, the vintage figures we're getting now. It's just it's unreal. Even those Japanese style figures, those vinyl, I don't know what they're called. I guess vinyl. I don't collect them. They're a little weird for me, but I know there are collectors out there that do like them. You know, we talked, and he said there's a lot of good stuff to come. I asked if we would be getting the Giants, Megator and Titus, and he said that they believe that they will be coming, and there's a big surprise and a shocker to all that's going to come with that. There are four shockers. I kind of don't want to ruin the surprise. I have to speak with him first and see if I can reveal that. What he told me really shocked the hell out of me. I did not expect him to tell me they actually found four new figures or characters, and they are going to make them. And it's going to blow your mind once these things are revealed. I asked Brian to come on the show, and he's going to try his best to work something out because there's a time difference. York, him being in San Francisco or the East Bay, I don't know exactly where he lives. So, you know, the time difference is going to be a difficult thing for him because it's, I guess, during working hours when we're doing this. It's kind of like the end of his working hours, but he's a cool dude, so maybe, you know, he'll be able to do it. But he did say he does want to do it. He does want to be on the show. He does want to react with the fans. It was amazing. He's just standing in the Super 7 booth like a normal guy, you know, like, and if you didn't know who he was, you wouldn't even know that he was him. It just it's great. It was just funny the way he was just standing there, and I took some pictures of some stuff. I put it up on the Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page of the new figures that are coming out. You got the four Filmation figures and the four, I don't know what they're called, the classics line, I guess, whatever. So I got the pictures of that. I got the picture. I took some pictures of the classic vintage figures that they showed of, they have Hordak, She-Ra, He-Man, Skeletor, and then you got Eldor and Hero. I took pictures of the new muscles. I was able to get the complete wave three of the muscles they had there, which was great. They were unpunched too, which is fantastic, so that's pretty cool. I had a couple of buddies of mine that I was supposed to pick up Daryl and Norm Sunbird Legacy poster. But the problem was is that they ran out of the tubes, and I couldn't even find the tube there to buy, or whatever they're called, protectors or whatnot. And it was just so crowded and hectic. I don't want to take the chance of walking around with these things because they were $50 a pop, and getting them bent, ripped, or broken, or tearing them. So I didn't take the chance. But Brian did tell me that they would be on sale on the website, which they were. And the two guys that I was supposed to get it for, as soon as I knew that they were on sale, I got a little birdie told me they were up, so I let my friends know that they were on the Super 7 website. So, and I did get mine already. It came super fast. It came like in 2 3 days. I was shocked. I didn't even take it out. I'm just leaving it in the tube until I definitely know what I'm gonna do with it. I gotta bring it to a place and get it fitted for a frame, because that's nice. It's really, really beautiful piece of artwork, and I want to get a nice little frame for it. And other than that, shock to my surprise, there really wasn't a lot of Masters merchandise being sold this year. Usually, like what I call oh man, I forgot. Like the yard sale, or the just the like the vendors that just sell just stuff, just like just whatever. They sell loose stuff and stuff on cards and things like that. And one particular vendor that I go to every year, I usually get some cool stuff from him. He, for the first time, he didn't bring any carded Masters at all, which was a shock. Because I usually get something from him every year. The flea market, that's what I usually call that section, the flea market. But yeah, I really didn't go crazy this year at New York Comic Con. There really wasn't much to buy besides the Super 7 stuff. Then, of course, I got the New York Comic Con exclusive Batman cover, the Ben Affleck cover, which I think was like $15, completely overpriced, but I needed to get it to have it. And then, like I said, my cousin came for the first time. Actually, my son was supposed to go, but he got sick. So I called hit my cousin up, like, I don't even know, like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, dude, you want to go to Comic-Con? He's like, yeah. I'm like, the only thing is that it's a child's badge, so we're gonna have to like kind of show up but don't show it, because at New York Comic-Con you got to they zap it on like an iPad or something like that. And I don't want him to get caught, because, I was going in regardless. I had to, I'm going in to get my stuff. But he got in, thank God. And we had a good time. It was fun. It was so crowded this year. It was so overcrowded. It was like, ridiculous to get anywhere. I couldn't believe it, how crowded it was. And yeah, a lot of everybody was dressed up this year, like usual in New York Comic Con. A lot of people always dress up. A lot of people dress up in the anime stuff, and I don't know any of that. I don't follow any of that stuff, so I'm kind of lost with the names or the characters or who they're supposed to be or whatnot. So it's kind of a mystery, but it's always cool, to see that. I did get to take a picture with a guy in a Boba Fett outfit that looks spot on. He really cool. Like, I don't know how he did it, but man, he looked great. Perfect. Just like the movie. I'm a big Boba Fett fan too, so I had to take a picture with him. I'm hoping in the future they try. Hopefully Super 7, if Brian's or any of the other, and there's another Brian that works there that I met. So if anybody's listening from them, hopefully they'll do a New York Comic Con exclusive figure, or even have just a con exclusive figure that they can split with New York and San Diego, which would be great, because I know New York Comic Con is based more for the comics. San Diego is usually with the toys exclusives, which I wish was reversed because I live here and it's easier for me to get to. But it's just the way it is. But it'd be nice if they did do that. I mean, I remember when the classics lines first came out, Faker was the New York Comic Con exclusive. And then they decided to just release him as a monthly figure anyway, but my Faker is from the New York Comic Con. But after that, they really haven't had a New York Comic Con exclusive figure, I don't think. They may have, I think they did have, I think the reaction figures, I believe. I think they had that set, the black and white set, I believe. They may have done that. I think that was a New York exclusive. I'm not sure. I can't remember correctly. So if anybody out there remembers, just throw it on the page. But I do remember waiting online for a Masters exclusive. So I think it was that. I could be wrong. But yeah, it's cool, man. It's huge. It's so big. It's unreal. The Javits Center is so big. And actually, this year they had events at Hammerstein Ballroom, and they had events at, I forgot the other place, but they actually had, besides the Javits Center, which is, I mean, it's, I. What, four city blocks long, I believe. And two or three stories. And then you have the Hammerstein Ballroom and another place. I forgot what the other place was called. I mean, it's crazy how much room and how much stuff that they do for New York Comic Con. It's crazy. I mean, it's a comic book collector's dream. And I was kind of pissed because, like I said, when we got there, we ran on the line to get to see the Batman movie. I didn't know that that the Greg Caputo and I forgot the other guy's name now. The two guys that draw Batman, he had to get a wristband early in the morning to wait online to meet them and get their autograph or whatever. So I didn't get to do that. I did see them though. I waved to them and stuff. I got to see DDP, Diamond Dallas Page and Lita. They were in the same booth together. I didn't get their autograph or anything. They were like $60 or something like that. I just, ran up to DDP and yank bang, and threw him the cutter. Yeah, it was fun, man. I mean, cons themselves are always fun. It's really cool. I met my boy Pete LaRose with he had his booth there. I forgot the name now. Oh man, jeez, hold on, let me look at my wallet so I can tell you the right name of his store. He's got a lot of cool stuff. He actually had a lot of cool master stuff, but I didn't have the loot right now to buy that stuff. So, but let me hold on a second here. I know it's toysandtunes.com. So check them out. Again, it's toysandtunes.com. They have a lot of cool. Pete's got a lot of cool stuff. I don't know how he finds it or where he gets it from, man. But he's got a lot of good stuff. He's when in like a variety. It's just not Masters. He's got like crazy different versions of Boba Fett, mint on card, turtles, everything you could think of. He's got it. So check them out. And he's a friend of mine. He goes to PowerCon too. He's usually there. Yeah, this year he didn't make it. And the other thing too, which was which little like scratching my head a little, was the pop, the Skaglow pop. These vendors, man, they were insane. They were asking for like $100 for this thing, and I got one guy to come down to 70, and I said, you know what? Let me check the floor because, like I said, the place is huge. And I was, everywhere I went, they were one guy I got down, another guy down to 75. But I never did go back to the table I had it for 70 because it was just so crowded. It was just so frustrating to get around the people and stuff. So I just got out of there. I didn't bother. But yeah, if you have that Scareglow pop, man, I would hold on to him and keep him in the box. Apparently, he must be really scarce and hard to find or whatever, because the amount, I mean, he was there. A lot of vendors did have him, but they were asking like a ridiculous amount of money for him, and they all had protectors on him too, which is kind of cool. I didn't even know they made protectors for pop. I was surprised. I didn't even know that the Funko Pop figures had the protectors. I'm not sure if Zola World makes them or not, but maybe he does. I'm not sure. I gotta check it out. So, but the they I'm really, I get the San Diego Comic-Con that they have the better panels with the, because it's close to Hollywood, it's California where all the stars live, and that's where basically you're gonna have, you'll have more of those type of people coming in and the panels and stuff like that. So the panels for San Diego are always gonna be better than what the panels are at New York. It's harder to get the stars to be, unless they're already here. It's tough to fly them in for for a panel. But I wish New York was kind of like San Diego, especially with the toy exclusives. That is the thing that really bugs me the most, because I can go to I can get to New York Comic Con. San Diego is, airfare, hotel, food. Depends where you're staying. If you got to take a cab or a bus or wherever to the con itself, it's very expensive. I remember I was in a room a couple of years ago. There was four, I want to say four of, yeah, there was four of us in one room. And it was still like over $100 a night a person, So they jack the prices up when you go to San Diego. They're not stupid. They make their money off of us, and But The differences, though, like I said, in New York, your badge, it has like a chip in it, and you got to get it activated when you walk through. It's not like San Diego. San Diego, you just it's like a piece of paper that you wear, and you can walk in and out. You know, they don't really question it. You know, you just walk. So in New York, it's a lot different. They really make sure that it's legit. So that's why we were a little scared that my cousin may not get in with my son's badge, because it does say child or kids Sunday. So, but he did get in, which thank God he, because like I said, I was going in with or without him. But he, again, like I said, he had a ball. He had a friend that went, I think Thursday or Friday, and he was telling him how good of a time he had, and so he was able to experience it for himself. And you know, I usually I used to go with my friend Brian. We used to go a few times, a few years. I think we went 2 or 3 years in a row together. And then I went by myself, and it's a lot easier when you go by yourself, because you don't have to worry about someone else, and you can kind of, you know, you get the app, and then you can see where everything is, so you can plot out your map of where you're going to go and how you're going to get there, and this and that. So it's easier when you're by yourself. And you could just run to places and get what you need to get, and spend time here or spend time there or wherever. And the comic shop that I go to, Royal Collectibles on Metropolitan Avenue over here, they had a huge, I think this was the biggest setup that they've ever had. I forget actually how many, whatever, I don't know how, what they consider a table or a booth, but it was holy. It was gigantic what they did this year. It was huge. It was really, really, really big. And they did very well, supposedly. Surprisingly, everybody did very well this year. They said it was a good year for the vendors. Everybody made money. They said everybody, you know, they brought a lot of good products, and everything sold. I saw, man, I saw the I saw Batman number one there. Oh man, let me tell you, if I had that I want to steal instinct so bad, try to run away with it. Oh man, it was like crazy. I've never seen it in person. You know, I've always seen like I saw fakes or redos or whatnot, but I've never actually seen the real thing. And I wish, to God I had the money for that. I remember asking Santa for it 1 year. That's all I wrote. That's all I wrote, because that was like, you know, I was like, that's all I want. I just want Batman number one. And I didn't get it. So I was a little pissed that year, but I was happy with what I got anyway. But again, yeah, you know, New York Comic Con was it was a lot of fun. It was good. It had a lot of good stuff there. You know, they had a lot of cool like picture opportunities with a lot of setups and stuff. I forgot what it was, but there was a huge dragon setup that you can sit on. I forget for what game it was for, but that was they had that. And my wife texted me saying that they had a wrestling ring set up as well, but I didn't pass it or see it. Again, like I said, I half the time there, me and my cousin were trying to find each other, because we kept getting split up. But when we were together, we did get to get what we had to get, and you know, we got a free meal. We went, we got our food, and we just sat down and started eating, and we didn't even pay for it. We just you know, we were just talking and walking with the food, and just sat down and ate. And my cousin's like, "Oh, the food's included," and I was like, "No," it's like we were supposed to pay, and so we got a free meal. You know, oops. You know, I guess we should have, but we didn't. And And then at the table we were sitting at, we were chit chatting with everybody and having fun, making friends. And actually, two of the guys at the table signed up for the they signed up for the Facebook page right there and then. They hopped on, became members. We're talking about what we like, what we're into, stuff like that. And then, He-Man came up, and then I told him about the Facebook page, and they said, "Oh, really?" And I was like, "Yeah, we got He-Man, we got Pop and Thundercats, a little Silverhawk, and some, Blackstar, and sort of like the sword and sorcery type deal, barbarians." And they're like, "Oh, cool." So they checked it out and they joined. I approved them, and they're members now, and hopefully, they'll tell their friends and so on and so forth, and that's how it goes. And I also was able to tell him, for my boy the Miz, told him about MPA, eBay. I told him to check it out. They're looking for stuff, so I'm passing along that knowledge as well. Let people know that there's other outlets. And speaking of the outlets, actually, I don't know how I became. I came across this thing the other day on my phone. It's called Top Hatter. It's sort of like an eBay type thing. So I don't know if you guys want to check it out or not, but it's kind of cool. It's not so bad. It's like I said, it's again, it's just like another eBay. I won two things off of it. Very cheap. And they should be in the mail. I should be expecting it any day now. I remember buying a bass pedal for my bass guitar, and I forgot the other thing I bought. I can't remember, but I got two things off them. So there's another outlet as well that you people can check it out. See what you think. They have He-Man stuff. They have Pop, Thundercats. I checked. They got the other stuff too, G.I. Joe's Transformers, things like that I saw. Just check it out, you never know. Another place to go to get toys and things like that. So I was kind of shocked. I don't even know how it just popped up on my phone somehow, and I downloaded the app and now I have it, and they send me notifications about things and whatnot. So I use it. Not as much as eBay though. Speaking of eBay, I was talking to my boy Joe Amato yesterday, and he was telling, we were talking about the that He-Man chair that I bought. I bought this. My kids have it, not it, but something exactly similar. I mean, to the T. It's like a step. It's like it. Well, it's a chair, but the back of it folds down, so it's kind of like a. It's like a two stairs. So, you use it in the bathroom for the kids to use as like a stepping stone, a stepping. I don't know, stepping chair, whatever it's called. So you can brush your teeth and wash your hands. In the sink in the bathroom, and I was able to get a He-Man, the He-Man version. And as Joe and I are talking, and he's asking me about the artwork, and I was like, it's just the regular promotional, it's just regular artwork or whatever. And we were talking, and then I told him, because we were talking on the phone, so I said after the, I told him I said, after we get done talking, I'll send you the pictures of it. So I took pictures of it, and as I'm taking pictures of it, I'm noticing that I've never seen this artwork before. And that's the first thing that Joe said to me as well. He's like, that's new art, and it made the piece even cooler that it's new artwork that hasn't been used before on anything else. I thought originally when I looked at it, it was the traditional He-Man versus Skeletor. the battle pose. But no, I'm gonna put the pictures up. It's completely different. It's really cool. It's new. And it's I mean, I don't know if you can see it, but yeah, I'll put it up after we're done with the show. I'll put it up on the page so everybody can see it. But it was I got it. I think I got it for a good price. I paid $1.25 for it, and it's in good shape. There's I would say just normal, wear and tear after 30 years, expected. It's still solid. It's all original. There's nothing really broken off of it. It's still, a solid one piece. So I think I got a good deal. And being that it's the artwork is more is original to it, it makes it even more I guess, valuable. I'm, as a collector, not you, well, money wise, but more valuable as, as a piece to have that's rare. So it's cool to have in your collection. And that's what I mean. It's just more valuable for my collection. I did buy a table a couple of years ago, and but I it it's it me and Joe were speaking about that as well. It definitely it doesn't it's not a set. It's definitely like I said, my kids have the same type of thing in our bathroom. So it's kind of like a stepping stool that they step on, and you use it. And it's cool that it survived this whole time, because I've never ever ever saw one before in my life. I've never seen a picture, or I've never heard of it from anybody. And I'm really happy. I'm glad that I got it. It's another cool rare item that I have in my collection. And again, you never know what you're gonna find out there, man. That's why you gotta check. You gotta be on the hunt and look. There's a lot of cool pieces out there that are still new. Again, like I say, like out of this piece is I forget what years, 82, 81, 83, 84, whatever it is, it's 30 years, 40 years old almost, it's a new piece that nobody has come across. So, there's still stuff that's still new. It's just amazing. To me, it's really amazing that you still come across the stuff. So, guys, you gotta, go on the hunt and look. It doesn't hurt. It takes 10 minutes here and there. You look and find stuff. Can't afford it, you make a trade. You barter, do what you can. Me and my buddy Brian, we went in on a deal together on some things. You do stuff like that. Your friends that you could trust, your buddies and friends and whatnot that you make in the community. You help each other out in any way that you can, and that's what you got to do. We actually, me and him went in on a thing. We got the original, geez, I'm so bad with names, man. The Battle Bones for the stampers, mint in the box. I think it comes with like the Moss Man stamper. It's pretty cool. Good condition, like I said, you can go in with, you find someone to go in with, another guy to go in on a lot, or whatever. And if you can't do it by yourself, there's always other ways to figure things out. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say tonight. There's not much more when I'm by myself. So I just want to say thanks to popculturenetwork.com, and You can check out this and past episodes on MOTGpodcast.com. Check out He-ManWorld.com, He-Man.org. Check out the All Encompassing Facebook page. Wink, wink. I hope you're listening. check it out. Check you out on the Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page, and tell your friends about it, man. Let's make this community bigger. And don't be afraid to post. Post anything you want, as long as it pertains to the theme. I know recently there's been a couple of people that have been posting things that are not to the theme. They've been posting, I don't know, G.I. Joe or other things, and I've told them nicely, please stick to the theme, or next time I have to delete it. I'm not trying to be a bad guy, but that's just not the place to post things like that. You got to find a G.I. Joe website to post G.I. Joe. You're not going to go to a G.I. Joe site to post He-Man, so that's all. I'm not trying to be a bad guy. I'm just trying to keep the site to what it's supposed to be. And again, like I said, me and Brian Flynn spoke. Hopefully you can find the time and we can set something up to get him on the show. He, like I said, he definitely agreed. He wants to be on it. He wants to do it. He wants to interact with our podcast and with the fans. And so maybe if you guys have any questions that you'd like us to ask him, I'll make a thread or whatever it's called on the Facebook page, and you guys can put your questions there, and we'll pull a few of the best ones out to ask Brian, depending on how long of a time frame he wants to stay on the show. So we'll see that. And again, thanks to everybody out there. Thank you to the fans for listening and spreading the word about Masters of the Galaxy to everybody, and everybody in the community. Without the community, it'd be none of this again. So I just want to say thank you.
Hey,
And
Brian, before you go,
yes.
the
Is that
YouTube chat
gone?
room wants to see your master's chair.
I'm going to put the pictures up right away on the Facebook page because I'm up in my bedroom and the chair is all the way in the basement, and if I go, I'm gonna be it's just too hectic right now. But I will put the page I'm gonna put the pics up on the Facebook page as soon as this is done.
Okay, all right, I'll let him know.
All right, thank you. So with that being said, guys, until next time, rock on, and I'll see you next week. See ya.